And who I looking forward to hearing his presentation because his subject is a subject very close to my heart. It's a pleasure for me to introduce to you Mr. Salvador Frechero from Spain, who is going to talk to us this evening about gods or spacemen. And I'm looking forward to his presentation. Senor Frechero, if you will please. Give him a big hand, please.
It's the first time I am going to read when I speak publicly, because English is a very serious for me. So the first thing is to excuse my English, that I know that is not precisely Shakespearean, but I prefer to do it because the translation always is. I'm not going to speak about any particular case. Cases are important, but today we have already many cases, maybe too many cases, and we are lost with them. It is about time that we start to have a global vision of the whole phenomenon. The important and necessary thing today is to know the intelligence and the purpose that is behind all these different manifestations and how we should react to them. Because the reality is that it is causing too many victims. My credentials to speak about this subject and its relations with the religious phenomenon are my 30 years as a member of the Jesuit order and my 30 years of study of the UFO phenomenon. Years ago, I didn't believe anything about this and I didn't care about this. And thanks to the UFO phenomenon, I started to rethink all my ideas. I'm not a contactee, and this, in some way, enables me to judge better about the whole phenomenon of the contactees, what happened to them. But not being in the vortex, I think my head is more free to see and compare many of them. I know many of them. I know many contactees who say to have been aboard a UFO. Particularly, I am friend of a young fellow who has been visited every year in his birthday since he was 10 years old by a blonde guy, rather short, who is not from this planet. The visits were made always in the presence of the whole family. My friend is now 32 years old. I am also friend of a woman who was married for a time to another strange guy not from this world. He was more than 6 feet tall and while living with the woman did many strange things. I could talk 1 hour about this guy only. I am very close friend of another young fellow who is frequently visited by an alien in his house in Madrid, Spain. Sometimes he came when I was in the house. Today I don't have any doubts that this fellow, who is rather tall and with a blonde grayish hair, is not a human being as we are.